Waterpalooza, Sunday, July 15th, has been designated Lake Superior Day, and we're going to be celebrating with a water festival down at Matson Lower Harbor Park. Waterpalooza, it's from 11 to 8. We're going to have a 22-foot water slide for the kids. We're going to have a beer garden for the grown-ups. Border Girl will be there serving food all day. We're going to have live music.
No, I'm just sitting here.
He's thinking what I'm thinking, I can tell right now.
Water slide for the kids, beer garden for the adults, but I mean, like, you know, the water slide doesn't sound all that bad.
No, it really doesn't.
But what else you got going on? You got food and whatnot.
And live music all day. Various organizations from around the community will be there providing information about how to preserve, conserve, and protect the water of our Superior Great Lake, Gitche-Gumee. And yeah, it's going to be a great day of family fun for everyone. And we're going to try to sneak in some learning there too. But it's all about the water.
So the idea came from where? The fact that it's Lake Superior Day? Or what was sort of the celebration of the lake? What's the idea?
Well, the idea is, again, about the water. I just started at Save the Wild UP, and we've been, you know, feeling the need to have some kind of big event. A celebration would be great. Skip Jones is out there doing a Water is Life tour this summer. He'll be at our festival on Sunday. You know, and we're focusing on the how to protect and conserve the water, because water is life. It is vital to our everyday existence. Mm-hmm. And just trying to bring that message to the forefront of people's minds. I think sometimes even residents of Marquette, who live right next to such a beautiful body of water, sometimes end up taking it for granted.
It's interesting when you look at this. You know, you're on a great park now. You know, an area that used to be an industrial spot that has become a fantastic green space for us to enjoy on the lake. But really, it allows people to connect with the lake right there.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why definitely we picked it. It's right there. It's visible. The water slide will be using water, which I had a little bit of conflict with at first, but it'll be going right back into the lake. So we're just borrowing it for some enjoyment and putting it back just the way it was.
It sounds like an overall fun activity. You got to set up for family and folks to come out. But you mentioned a little bit of educational things. I'm sure you'll have a lot of information there if people have questions about programs that you do with the group, and also to find out more about water and its importance.
Right. The Moosewood Nature Center is going to have a table there. Superior Watershed Partnership will have a table there. We have a brand new nonprofit starting up in town. Superior Sustainability will have a table. So there'll be various organizations. We're also going to have artists there displaying their art that honors the lake and the water. And so it'll be a great day, and hopefully a lot of learning going on too.
Tell us a little bit about Save the Wild UP, what the group is all about, and how folks can get involved.
Okie doke. Save the Wild UP has been around for about 8 years. It began as a group of concerned citizens organized to oppose the mine at Kennecott Eagle Rock. And it started out as Eagle Alliance. So they've been working towards, you know, the opposition to the mine. But during the last 8 years, it's always been a part of the conversation amongst the board members and other members involved to look at supporting green energies as an alternative and sustainable community work groups and various other issues like this. And when I came aboard, that's kind of my focus. Is
kind of shifting away from a one-item focus with the organization into a wider-reaching sort of environmental approach.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How can folks get involved with it if they want to find out more about Save the Wild UP?
We have a beautiful little office space at 413 North 3rd Street. They can stop by anytime, Tuesday or Thursday, from 1 to 6. www.savethewildup.org is our website, and they can check that out anytime. And look at any, you know, environmental issue, concern, or anything that they may have in mind, and give us a call and talk to us about it.
Well, one of the other fun things you can do to find out is to take part in Waterpalooza, which is happening Sunday. Tell us again what's happening, when, and where.
Okay, Waterpalooza is a water festival. We're honoring the Great Lake Superior. It's at Matson Lower Harbor Park on Sunday, which has been designated Lake Superior Day. As a matter of fact, Governor Snyder just signed a proclamation declaring it Lake Superior Day. It's from 11 to 8 on Sunday. Food, music, beer, water slide, information, art to appreciate.
Mm-hmm. So good fun time, and you've got family activities, you've got food, you've got a beer tent, a beer garden, and a water slide, right?
Absolutely. Fun for the whole family.
we got to keep Mike out of the water slide. I can see it in his eyes.
You're right.
You're thinking
you
it.
You know I am.
See, he's a polar plunger, so you know he's okay with this kind of
great
stuff.
Yeah, there is one thing I'd like to share with everybody. I'd really like to encourage everyone to bring their own recyclable drinking container.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have filling stations all over the park, serving healthy, delicious, and free water all day. So we're kind of hoping for a scorcher that day to bring people down and get water free, that which you may otherwise be paying $1.20, sometimes up to $5 a bottle.
Uh-huh.
But it's free, and it's healthy, and it's local, and it's delicious. And so bring your own drinking container down, your water bottle, and let's imbibe with the Great Lakes Superior.